T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
There's a new sheriff in town, and his name is Schlenk. Travis Schlenk. He's the new GM of our Hawks. According to reports, it has not been made official by our beloved Atlanta Hawks. We are the home of the Hawks. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Good morning, Atlanta. Rick Campbell with my homie, John Michaels, and my homies, M.O. and the Preacher Man. How you living, bro? You good?
I'm doing great. Got the windows tinted on my car. My car is now officially the John Michaels car. I got my black chrome Sebastian the Ibis front license plate. That's on there. I put the U in the back window, which I always have on any car that I have. And I got the windows tinted. So I feel better about myself today with the new car.
Do you have the chrome plated or whatever it is Ibis for the back, or U for the back, like on the car itself?
Yeah, the U is on the window. I've got the nice chrome U emblem sticking on the back window, and then, like I said, the front license plate is the black chrome license plate with Sebastian.
Yeah,
the Ibis
I get it.
In there.
Any other accessories, or is it fully John Michaels eyes?
That's it. The tints were what I needed more than anything. I hate people seeing in my car. I hate when you pull up to the light and somebody looks, hey, how you doing? No, don't look at me.
And you're not even smoking a joint either.
I know.
You're not even a guy that would need to conceal what he's doing in the car.
I don't
so
like...
So why do you really care?
Well, I hate the sunlight beaming in the car first and foremost, so I need a little bit darker there. And I just don't like people looking in there. And I hate when people walk by your car and they kind of look and they can see there's nothing in my car. The only thing you're going to get is the badge to get in here to Colony Square, because I leave that in the center console or else I'll forget it at home.
Well, M.O. and Preacher Man and I are extraordinary. White, and I wouldn't even think to put tint on any vehicle that
really?
I had. Yeah, I wouldn't. It would never even cross my mind. How about you, M.O., Preacher Man? Would you ever even consider it? I'm not hating on it. It just would never enter my white brain.
It's an expense it's an expense I can't really justify.
Dude, when I buy a car,
M.O., look at M.O., right? M.O. needs a hug. You need a Red Bull and a hug, dude.
No, I'm trying to think, tint on a car. But see, I drive an SUV. I'm like, I don't need to look cool.
Well, the SUV...
I'm one step down from, a minivan. So
well, here's the thing. The SUV, typically, the back passenger windows and the back window are already pre-tinted. So we did get her front two windows tinted as well yesterday. But so typically the only windows that are non-tinted in an SUV when it comes off the lot are the front two, the driver's side and the passenger window.
See, my problem is I did have a car whose window was tinted, but it was the front windshield, and it failed miserably. So it was only one day.
Preacher Man, would you ever consider tinting the windows in your car?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, so do you have tinted windows?
No, not in the one I have now. It's just a POS. I really don't care. The car that I had before that, when I moved down here, that actually wrecked 2 weeks after I moved here. Yeah, it was all tinted out.
Okay. So you, Preacher Man, it's, what did you say, a POS?
Yeah, it's a POS.
I think we all know what that acronym means.
When they upgrade said POS at the end of this summer, yes, the windows will be tinted.
What, you're going to be upgrading the POS?
Yeah, the POS is dying.
What are you going to be upgrading to, dude?
I don't know. That's in the works. I have to
maybe
find
Carriage
it.
Kia's got
Absolutely.
A car for
I
you.
I have no problem.
Maybe
Cobb
County Kia's got a car for you.
Taking a visit for sure.
Man. I know Carl Dukes appreciates me adding that little wrinkle there.
Well, I appreciate the Carriage Kia shout out, and I've already told Paul, go on up there. I got guys. I got guys that got guys.
You know,
how
guys.
How far is it to that to the dealership from my house? How long is it going to take me to get out there?
Going back roads from you, probably 30, 40 minutes.
That's not bad.
No, because you're up in Alpharetta, Gainesville. It's not that far. Make some back roads. I mean, compared to driving down here, it's going to be about the same drive, except you're going to have no traffic.
Well, there you go.
Preacher Man, you know how we start this thing.
So...
Well, no, that's not how
still
we start.
Still needs a hug.
Let's try it again.
So...
Here we go!
The five biggest stories making headlines. It's the 5 at 10 with Rick Kamla and John Michaels. Brought to you by Howard Brothers. Visit any Howard Brothers locations and enter the Everything for Your Yard contest. Win a garage full of lawn equipment. One, two, three, four, five.
We've learned a lot through that experience, and I hope that we're talking about those lessons after next year. Mm. And I hope we get into some of those situations to say, at the end of the game in a Super Bowl, this is how we'd like to finish.
Well, Dan Quinn and Thomas Dimitroff all over the place. They did the ESPN car wash yesterday. I really enjoyed Dan Quinn on SportsCenter. He had the shirt on, no tie, you know, had the jacket, had some casuals. He's just full Dan Quinn. And they talked a lot about recovering from the Super Bowl, the embrace the suck that we talked about yesterday. It's obviously a military term. And trying to move on from that. Because now you're almost into June. It's no longer, hey, we're trying to get our team together. It's no longer free agency. It's no longer the draft. It's this is the group we're going to go into 2017 with. How do we turn the page and become better?
Yeah, John, great point. And I want to – there's a couple of fun Falcons angles here. First of all, I want to dap up our guy, Mohamed Sanu, who fully lived up to the advanced billing, fully met dollar for dollar the expectation on him as a free agent acquisition. Pro Football Focus, Dave Archer's favorite, says that Mohamed Sanu, based on the stats, was the best slot receiver in the NFL last year. He had an 85.4% rate from the slot. That was 5.4% better than the second best rate, which was Bills wide receiver Robert Woods and then Vikings wide receiver Adam Thielen. That's well over twice the gap from Woods and Thielen to fifth best, which was Stephon Diggs of the Vikings. So, John, in addition to having arguably the best pass rusher in the NFL in Vic Beasley, arguably the best quarterback, the best backfield, the best wide receiver, we have the best slot receiver in the NFL right now.
Well, and that's what you were hoping you would get out of Mohamed Sanu. I know we were skeptical, more me than you, were skeptical just with the money that was paid to Mohamed Sanu last year, but he lived up to it. And if he can continue to give you that productivity, you got to think that Justin Hardy developing, Andre Roberts, underrated, a guy that's now been brought in to return kicks, can also catch passes. You keep Taylor Gabriel, a guy that's doing a ton in the slot. You've got weapons once again at Matt Ryan's disposal.
So another note here, this is interesting, and I don't know if this guy will be on the 53 that wins the Super Bowl next year, but Alex Gray becomes the first English rugby union professional to leave that sport to attempt to make an NFL team after signing a one-year deal with our Falcons. He is going to try out to be a tight end. And, John, right now you've got six guys. Hooper, Toilolo, Perkins, Tia Lavea, Saubert, and Darian Griswold are already on the roster. Now you can add this English player, I shouldn't say that, first English rugby player, Alex Gray, to the mix. So we'll see. It's an interesting angle.
I thought the Griswold's kid's name was Rusty. I didn't know it was Darian.
Good talk, Russ.
Is that like cousin Darian from Griswold? But that's all. Either way, good luck to him. Maybe he's a guy that makes the practice squad. Realistically, you're not going to make the 53, but it is a nice story as the Falcons will go there. One other Falcons note, Rich McKay talked to PFT Live yesterday and basically said the stadium, Mercedes-Benz Stadium, will be ready for the preseason home opener on August 26th. Here is Rich McKay.
We'll be ready to go August 26th. That'll be our first game. It's a preseason game against the Cardinals. So the building's in a good place. We're in the final stretches, and with the roof steel complete now, we know that we'll be ready to go.
He also goes on to say that there is no chance that the roof would be stuck closed like some of the reports have said. Remember, people said, hey, it's not going to be ready to retract, so right. They'll just keep it closed and they'll play from there. Those rumors are false. It looks like Mercedes-Benz Stadium right on track.
Did he just say that the roof is done?
That's what it sounded like.
I thought I heard him say the roof is complete. And so I thought that might have been the holdup originally, but that's really good to hear. Rich McKay is not going to irresponsibly say that it's all good, right? Rich McKay is not an irresponsible guy.
No.
He's not going to come out and say that if it weren't absolutely the case. Now, we never doubted that all of this stuff, based on the latest pushback, was going to start on time, but it's still nice to hear Rich McKay say that that officially will be the case.
We'll move on. Number two on our 5 at 10, you talked about new Hawks general manager. Not official by the Hawks themselves,
right.
But reports are that Travis Schlenk is going to be the new GM. He was assistant GM for the Golden State Warriors. I'll be honest, I don't know a ton about the guy. We've done the same research that you have. We continue to sit here and read, and he's part of the Warriors rebuild. He's been there for a while, been part of that franchise for 12 years. It'll be interesting to see what idea he's going to have for these Atlanta Hawks. Is it stay the course, or is it start over?
Mo, you got that song yet? Travis Schlenk is going to come in like an old Miley Cyrus song. He's going to come in like a wrecking ball, John. We got a new sheriff in town. His name is Travis Schlenk, and he's coming in like a wrecking ball.
You secretly like this song, didn't you?
I do not. I do not. Although it was the funny basis for that movie, the James Franco Seth Rogen movie, where they with the North Korean guy.
Oh,
do you remember that movie?
Yeah, I've never seen that one.
The Interview. It wasn't this song the basis. They loved Miley Cyrus and kept playing the song. I don't know. It was weird. James Franco always likes this weird music in his movies, but I don't think Travis Schlenk is coming here to give Paul Millsap $40 million a year.
Me neither.
I can virtually guarantee you that he's not coming here for more of the same. He's coming in here with a new approach, new ideas, new analytics, new everything. And so I think he's going to come in with a wrecking ball. I believe that Dwight Howard, and we've been talking about it, and it's not even an anti-Dwight Howard thing. We're just trying to make the Hawks better. He's an asset. He averaged a double-double, had a healthy season. I believe that you can move Dwight Howard with only 2 years left on his deal. So we've had these conversations, but I think Schlenk is going to come in here and clean house.
Well, unfortunately for the Braves, there was some house cleaning that happened in the ninth and the tenth inning. They had a chance to have a win last night against the Pittsburgh Pirates. They lead going by two. It was a 5-3 game going to the ninth. They decided last night to give an opportunity to Ramirez to close the game out. He couldn't get it done. Jose Ramirez gives up two earned, and then Josh Colemanter in the tenth. They needed to take a wrecking ball to the baseballs he was throwing up there because he got pounded and the Braves lose.
And here's Snicker on Ramirez.
He was the fresh one down there. He's been doing a great job. And, you know, so that ninth inning's a little different animal. I mean, it's till you've experienced it, and it'll be, you know, it was a good opportunity for him to experience that because he's been pitching well enough that I had confidence in him to go out there and you know, steal the game.
So, I mean, I agree with Snicker there, but I don't like, you're kind of trucking your guy. You just said that Ramirez wasn't up to it. You said he wasn't up to the moment. Like, he had one moment, and the Pirates got him, right? I mean, to say, oh, the ninth inning is a different thing. He's your seventh or eighth inning guy, and he was in the ninth inning because Jim Johnson has been pitching a lot lately, and you needed to go with a different closer. I don't like that soundbite. I don't like Snicker calling him out, basically saying he wasn't up to the ninth inning. Ramirez could get four more ninth innings in a row, and he may get four saves. Ramirez has been killing it for us this year. I don't think the moment was too big for him. The Pirates just got him.
I will tell you, though, it is different. Going out there in the seventh and the eighth,
right.
Completely different.
I'm not disagreeing that to point out that distinction, but don't you feel like he kind of trucked his guy a little bit?
He did, but I'm not mad at it. You know, say what you got to say, and maybe Jose Ramirez will have a little bit different approach next year when he comes up. It will be game number five, probably the last game of the Eastern Conference Finals tonight, as it's Cavaliers and Celtics.
Let me ask you this. I'm going under 10-point differential. I think Boston will make this a game tonight. They're going to fight and claw and do all that stuff. I think Cleveland will win, but I think it's going to be a good close game. Do you agree?
I do, but Cleveland will end up closing this series out unless the conspiracy theorists of the NBA say, hey, they want to get one more game because the finals not starting until next Thursday regardless. Unless they want to get one more game and all of a sudden Cleveland kind of mails it in and closes one out at home.
Now, if Cleveland wants to lose tonight and go six and have that much less rest than Golden State, it'd be like 5 or 6 days less rest for Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
Now you can talk about that as a factor in the NBA finals. That's why Cleveland has to close this out tonight.
And I think they will. And finally, game number seven tonight.
Here we go.
NHL playoffs. Paul Bible still waiting for an opponent for his Nashville Predators. It'll be Pittsburgh at home against Ottawa.
Hey, it's good for us. We actually get to rest up, so I'm not really complaining. Final start Monday, regardless, so whoever it is.
Who do you want to play? Who do you want your Preds to play?
I don't care. I mean, we had a better record against Ottawa during the regular season. We pretty much own them. So if we end up playing the Senators, I'm good with that.
Love it. I like Paul. Paul's just got that. I don't care. Bring on whoever.
Are you watching the game tonight?
Yeah, I'll be checking it out because I do want to see who the matchup is. They've had really good competition for a whole seven games, so I'm looking forward to it. Except for the blowout that the Penguins put down on, so I hope not to see one of those again.
Preacher Man's Preds have come into this playoffs.
Oh yeah,
like a wrecking ball.
Balls. You can see Preacher Man in his car before he walks into the office. Just quietly getting pumped up.
I thought you were going to say there's a picture of Preacher Man at his house swinging on a ball, just hanging. That's how he'll watch. That's how he'll watch Game One of the Stanley Cup Finals.
The images are getting worse. If you keep talking.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us, and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.